On page Nun Dalid, at the end of the Mishnah. So in the middle, a little bit beyond the middle of the page, where it says Gemara. Nun Dalid Aleph. Gemara asks, and the Mishnah was saying, basically this long Mishnah we learned last week, the Mishnah was saying, you know, you have to make a bracha for miracles that happened, if it was a private miracle, a public miracle. But basically, if you see a place where miracles happened, you have to say a bracha. You know, even though it's many years after the miracle, you still have to make a bracha. So the Gemara asks, Nun Dalit. Minohani Mili, from where do I learn, Gemara? Minani Mili, the Gemara asks him, where do I know that you have to make a bracha on a miracle? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yechinen, the Amar Krabi, because the Pasuk says, Vayemer Yisrei, when Yisrei came, you know, before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah, when he came, he said, Baruch Hashem, blessed is Hashem, Hashem Hitzel, that saved you. So you see that on the saving of a Jew of the Eden, you have to make a bracha. So the Gemara says, Ani say the Rabbi Mevarchin, but on only a public miracle you make a bracha. Ani say the Yachanay Mevarchinen, because if you look in the Mishnah is basically only talking about public miracles. If you see the place where this miracle, that miracle, Kriyas Yamsuf, I mean, basically the Mishnah was discussing private, public things. So the Gemara says, Locheda from the Mishnah, it comes out that Anisa the Rabbim on a public miracle mevarchin you make a bracha, Anisa the Yachad loy mevarchin on a private miracle you don't make a bracha. So Gemara asks, but I'll show you that we find cases that people did make a bracha on private miracles. He says, Vahu Gavra, there was this person, Darava Ka'oza by Yavar Yamina, he was going through, traveling through Avar Yamina, the name of a place, Nafal Alaya Arye, a lion came upon him. Yisavad l'nisa, and a miracle happened. Visnatzel minei, and he was saved from the lion, which is obviously a miracle. Also, l'kamei the Rava, so he came before Rava and said, "Ask the Shaila, what do I do?" Va'amalei, and Rava said to him, "Kol emes demastis lahasam. Anytime you arrive at that place where the miracle happened to you, baruch make a bracha. What should you say? Baruch sha'asel lines. See, in the Mishnah it said baruch sha'asel nisim laviseinu, the one that did miracles to our fathers." But Rava told him to make a bracha, Baruch Sha'asel Lines. By the way, this is the halachas we'll see soon in the Gemara, that you have to make a bracha, that the miracle happened to me in this place. And also, the Gemara gives a few examples of personal miracles that people made brachas. He says, Mar Bered Ravina, Mar the son of Ravina, Hava Ka'azel Bepaksa, was once going through the valley of Arves, of a place called Arves. And he became very thirsty for water. And there was no water there. But he became very, very thirsty. A miracle happened. A well happened to come there. A well was created. And he drank the water. So it's a miracle happened. That was one thing that happened with this person. The same person. Another time, the Samar, the son of Ravina, was traveling through the marketplace of Mechuza, v'nafala gamla perito, and a wild camel came upon him. Isparikla ashisa, a miracle happened that the wall of a nearby house collapsed, all the gabe, and he went inside and was saved. In other words, there's like no way he can escape from the camel, and all of a sudden Hashem did a miracle that the wall of the house collapsed, he was able to run into the house to be saved, and he was saved. So he had two miracles.
Doesn't this depend on how you look at things? You could say everything is a miracle if you look at it this way.
One second. You're right. So the Gemara says, is the two personal miracles happened to Mar, the son of Ravina. One, that the well was created for him, and the other time he was saved from the wild camel. So the Gemara says, Kimata l'Arvis, when he came to the city of Arvis, he made a bracha, Baruch Shosilines, Ba'Arvis, Ubegobel. Blessed is the one that made a miracle for me in that office with the water and with the camel. Kimot l'ristika de Mechuza, when he came at the marketplace of Mechuza, he would recite, Baruch Shosalines, by the Gomel Barvis, blessed is the one that did a miracle for me, both with the camel and the Aravis. Okay, in other words, he would thank Hashem for both miracles, in both places, but in each place, he mentioned first the miracle that happened in that city. Like first, when he was in Aravis, he said first the bracha of Aravis and the camel. When he was in Mechuz, he said the camel and the Aravis. But you see that he made a bracha both times. So you see from here, the Gemara's questioning, how could you say before that only in a public miracle you make a bracha? We find these people made a bracha even on a personal, private miracle. So the Gemara says, Amr, I'll tell you. Anisa the Rabbim, and a miracle of public nature, Kula alma mechayv levrucha, everyone is obligated to make a bracha. Whoever goes there. But anisa the yachid, but when a miracle, anisa the yachid, when a miracle that happened only for an individual, iyul chayv levrucha, he has to make the bracha. But not everybody else necessarily. In other words, when he happened to come to a place where a miracle happened to him, he has to make a bracha. The Mishnah is talking about that any Jew whatsoever, has to make a bracha anytime he saw Kriyas, the place of Kriyas Yamsuf, or any of the miracles that happened to the Yid. And that's the difference between a public miracle and a private miracle. Yeah, the truth is, everything is a miracle. But there are open miracles, and there are concealed miracles.
And while falling down is a miracle?
At the right time that he should escape, yeah.
So the sun going up at the right time is also a miracle?
Yeah, but that is constant. The truth of the matter is every time we're in danger, the wall collapses and we're saved. The attack could become nature, natural. The birth of a baby is also a miracle. Right? Everything is a miracle of nature. But because it's constant, there's no special bracha. Bracha is when something is out of the ordinary.
What about the bracha we have to escape from a dangerous situation?
The Gemara is going to get into all those brachas in this parak. The bracha of Agomel, we're going to see later on the Gemara, sure. Then the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned, Harei Ma'abrasa Yom, if one sees the place where the Eden crossed the Yamsuf, the Red Sea, or Ma'abrasa Yardin, where the Eden crossed the Yardin, with Yahushua, or Ma'abras Nachli Arnin, the place of the crossing of the canyons of Arnin, when the Jews were crossing through the canyons of Arnin, the Gemara is going to say a miracle happened to the Jews. So if you see that place, or Alvne al Govish, Bermated Beit Chayrin, if you see the stones of al Govish in going down the descent of Beit Chadon, or Evan Shabikesh Lizrek Eg Melech HaBashan al Yisrael, or the stone, if you see the stone that Eg Melech HaBashan wanted to throw at the Jews, I'm going to explain the whole thing, or the Evan Sheyashav Aleh Mesh, or the stone that Mesh Rabbeinu sat upon, B'shah She'asi Yeshua Melchama Ba'Malek, when Yeshua was fighting with Amalek. So it says at the end of Pashas B'Shalach, Mesha Arin and Chur went up, and Mesha Rabbeinu was tired, so he sat down on a stone, and when he picked up his hands, the Jews won, and when his hands were down, the Jews were losing. So Zevi, if you see that stone that Mesha Rabbeinu sat on, or Ishta Shalait, if you see the wife of Light, that means, the pillar of salt that Light's wife turned into, or Chaimis Yericha Shenivla B'mkeimi, or the wall of Jericho, Yericha, that fell down into its swallowed, and the Gemara is going to discuss later. Here it says Nivla B'mkeimi, like the implication of the Gemara is it just went into the ground. It says Al-Kul, and in all these places, Tzar Sheyitin Heidah V'Shavach Lefnei HaMokim, you have to give thanks to Hashem for the miracles that he did in all these cases. So this Braisa just enumerates various miracles that happened to the Eden in the desert and when they came into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss each one of these things. Why are they miracles? Or what's so great about them, so to speak? So the Gemara says, Bishleim Ma'avir Sayom, I understand the crossing of the sea, Yasiv, Ayavel, B'nai Yisrael, B'sechayom, B'yabasha, that they came through the dry land. So B'yabasha, Hashem made the Yam into Yabasha, into dry land, it's a big miracle. Ma'aver sayardin, that they went to place, they crossed the yarding, I understand. Because it says, Vayamdo akayanim neisayardin b'ris Hashem, that the kayanim were carrying the Ark of Hashem. Stood b'charava, b'seicha yarding, they stood, and the, they stood firmly in the dry land of the Yarding. And the whole nation crossed on dry land until the whole nation, here Goy means the nation of the Yidden, finished to cross the Yarding. So I understand those are miracles. Though in the ocean or the sea, I mean, turns into dry land, it's a miracle that the Yidden should cross. But the Gemara says, but what type of miracle, so to speak, happened in Nachli Arnon? And how do we see that it was a miracle that happened there? So the Gemara answers, it says in the Pasuk, Alkein Yeyomer, B'Sefer Muhammad Hashem, therefore will be said in the Book of the Words of Hashem, as Zvayiv B'Sufa. Zvayiv B'Sufa, which means, simply is, there's a lot of different ways, but Vayiv will be love at the end. V'tan in the Brice, it says, what does it mean, Vayiv B'Sufa? It means, Shenei Mitzrayim Hayu, there are two lepers. The Hayu Malachim B'Seich Machni Yisod, that were going at the rear of the camp of the Yidden. Ki Ava Kachol for Yisod, when the Yidden were passing by that area, also Amiroi D'Amiroim came for the nation of Amiri, of the line of Kirusa. They made caves in the mountainside for them to hide from the Jews. V'toshebein, and they hid. Amen, and they said, Kichol for Yisrael Hachol, when the Yidden would pass by through this area, they'll be ambush them. Nikdalin will kill them. Okay? That's what the Goyim said, basically. When the Jews were passing through Nachli Arnon, the nation of Amiri said, you know what, let's ambush them. We'll make caves. We'll ambush them. When the Jews walk by, they won't be suspecting of anything, so we'll kill them. What happened, v'laviyod, that they didn't know, the Arden of the Maska come out of Yisrael, that the Ark that walked before the Yidden in the desert, the Arden always went in front, leveled all the mountains. So these people are hiding in the mountains, and they didn't know that the Arden leveled all the mountains. Kivin also Arden, when the Arden came, the two sides, the two mountains cleaved to one another, and he killed all the Amoraim, the Amorites that were in the mountain, and the blood, or so much blood, went down into the valley, and therefore when they said Kiyosu, that's what they said, Kiyosu as Vahif, when Es and Vahif, these were the two lepers. Vahiv, Es and Vahiv. And they were going Besufa at the end of the nation. Kava also Es Vahiv, and when Es and Vahiv came, they saw the blood coming from the two mountains. Also Va'amali Yisrael, they told the Jews the miracle that happened. Va'amru Shira, and the Yidden sang praise. In other words, the Jews were unaware of the miracle, and it's only the two lepers, Es and Vahiv, that's what it means, Es and Vahiv Besufa, they're at the end. So they were the ones that went at the end, so they saw the blood coming down. The Jews, they just kept going. They didn't realize that a miracle happened behind them, that the Goyim were crushed together. So Vahiv, Es and Vahiv told the Yidden the miracle that happened, and they ended up singing praise to Hashem. And they sang praise. This is what it says in the Pasuk. The outpouring of the canyons, Ashenato, which were veered, Loshevis Od, to dwell at Od, Venishan, Legvul Mayav, and it leaned against the border of Mayav, meaning it was to crush the two mountains together. So therefore, the Gemara explains that's the miracle that happened in Nachal Arnon. So if you see that place, because a miracle happened to the entire Jewish nation, any Jew has to make the bracha. What happened then? Then another thing it says was Avni Al-Gavish. The stones of Al-Gavish. So Gemara says, what's Avni Al-Gavish? So it says, Tana, we learned in a braisa that what does Avni Al-Gavish mean? Avonim Shamdo Al-Gavish. The stones that remained in mid-air for the sake of a man. Al gav ish. What is a man? The yardin later came down. Al gav ish, because of the sake of a man. In other words, they stood mid-air because of a schus of a person, and then that he fell down to the earth in the schus of a person. What does it mean? So the Gemara says, Amdo al gav ish. They remained suspended in mid-air because of a person. Who is the person? It says, Zem Meisha. Why? Because it says, V'ha'ish Meisha anav me'ed. Okay? The man of Meisha was ish. And then it says, V'chsi, V'yachto keles v'abodod, that by the plague of hail, it says the matar and the barat stopped, the voice in the barat stopped, umatar lenitach arza, and the hailstones didn't come to the ground, the Pasuk says. And Rashi says, it was an unbelievable miracle. When Meisha Beinu stopped the plague of hail, you know, Paro told him, stop it. Mm-hmm. So all the hailstones, which were like stones, mamish hail, big hail, they stopped midair. So if you see the place where the stones stopped mid-air for Meisha, which is a miracle, you have to say the brach. And what does it mean they came down? It says, Yardo Agavish, and the stones that came down for a person is refers to Yeshua. Where do we see Yeshua is called Ish? Because it says, Kach l'chos Yeshua ben Nun, Ish, asher ruach bay. When Meisha ben said to Hashem, we need a new leader. Hashem told Meisha Beinu, you're passing away. So Yeshua says, Meisha Beinu says to Hashem, we need a new leader. So Hashem told him, Kachas Yeshua, take Yeshua ben Nun, Ish, a man. So you see, Yeshua is called Ish. What happens? Well, it says in the Pasuk, Vayhi ben Nusim b'nei Yisrael. When they fled before the Yidin, Hein b'meid at Beis Chudin. They were in the going down of Beis Chudin. V'Hashem hishlich aleihem avonim g'delus. And Hashem threw upon them massive stones. He brings down here at the bottom that there were five Amorite kings that were attacking the Jews. And then they ran away, and they were going down, and Hashem made big boulders go down to kill them. So that was in the merit of Yeshua. Good morning. So it says, what's Avni al-Gavish? Stones that were, one of them stayed midair for Meisha, who was Ish, and stones that came down in the merit of Yeshua is also called Ish. Then the next miracle the Braisa said was, this is a cute story. Evan Shabikish Eg Melech HaBoshon Lizek Al Yisrael. It says, if you see the stone that Eg Melech HaBoshon wanted to throw at the Yidden, you have to make a bracha. What's the miracle with Eg Melech HaBoshon stone? So Gemara says, Gemara Gemirala. This already, we don't have psukim that say this. This is the oral tradition. The oral tradition tells us the story with Eig with the big stone. Mm. You have to understand, Eig was a massive giant. Okay, we'll soon see how tall he was. But he was massive. What happened? He said, Amar, Eig said to himself, Machni Yisrael kamahave. How large is the Jewish camp? He says, Tlasa parse. It was three parses square. And the reason for this is, the Gemara says that the Jewish camp was 12 mil by 12 mil. There's 4 mil in a parsa. The parsa is 4 mil. So basically, the Jewish camp was 3 parsa by 3 parsa. What is this in mileage? So it brings over here, anywhere, parsa between 2.4 and 2.9 miles. Between 2.5 and 3 miles. That's one parsa. Okay. So three parsa is, let's say, 9 miles square, whatever, close to, if you say 2.9. Right? Now, what happened? So Oik said, let me see, how big is this camp? Three parsa by three parsa. What did he do? He said to himself, Ezel, I'll get up, I'll go. V'yaka tura by tlosa parsi, I'll uproot a mountain that's three parsa square. V'ishte alayhu, I'll throw it upon the Yidden. V'iktalino, I'll kill them all. Eich said to himself, what do I have to fight the Jews? Let me pick up a mountain the size of the Jewish camp. I'll pick it up, I'll throw it at them, they'll all die and finished. So what happened? He did it. Akka tura bar tlosa parse. He picked up a mountain, three parse square. V'aisa oreshi picked it, carried it on his head, to throw it at the Jews. So what did Eibush to do? Isaac could shibrichu alayu kamsa. Hashem brought ants, a lot of ants, into the mountain. The kamsa, and they made, I'm sorry, nekvua, and they made a hole in the mountain. The nachas bitzavari, and the mountain fell over Eig's head onto his neck. The mountain fell onto his neck. And he says, Avaboy Lemishvile, he wanted to take it off. He wanted to pick up the mountain off his neck. What happened? Masha Shinai Lahaigisa Lahaigisa. So Hashem made another miracle that his teeth stuck out in both directions. And it stopped the mountain from being able to be lifted off. Lemati Lishmishvile, he wasn't able to take it off. Vahainu Dechsiv, this is what it says in the Pasik. Shine Rishoim Shibarta, the teeth of the wicked you have broken. That's simply what the Pasuk means. Okay, Rav Shim ben Lakish, like Rish Lakish says, Dam Rav Shim ben Lakish, what is this that it says in the Pasuk? Shine Rishoim Shibarta, that you broke the teeth of the wicked. He says, I'll take it Shibarta, don't read it Shibarta, that you broke it. El Ashiri Vafta, that you extended it. And that refers to Eig Melech HaBashan. Put it on pause a second. Okay, so therefore, what did you ask?
He was nitzled on the marble too. It was
okay. You see the story here, 13. Yeah, it is impossible for a mortar to do this. Hence, some commentators maintain that this narrative should not be understood literally. Okay, to look at the mashal, I mean different commentaries that explain. One second. Okay, so he brings down one interpretation, the Mashab brings down one interpretation that the Rashba says. He says, it says in Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Oig, but not Sichon. You know the two giants, Sichon and Oig, fought Moshe Rabbeinu. By Oig, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. And Hashem had to tell him, don't be afraid of Oig. Why was he afraid of Oig? Because when light was captured, you know, by the four kings and the five kings, so it says, the Polit came and told Avraham Avinu that Lot was captured. So the Gemara Rashi quotes from the Medrash, who was the Polit? It was Eig. So because Eig had a schus with Avraham Avinu, and the patriarchs are called Horim, in many Chumash, Horim and Gvoyis is the mothers and the patriarchs and the matriarchs, so what it means is that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of the mountain, meaning he held the schus of Avraham Avinu over their heads. Okay? So he says, he says it was very, he learned it doesn't make sense. He goes into the whole, it's a long thing over here. But he says they were afraid of the Kech of Tumat that they had, and so on and so forth, and the whole thing over here. And every learns that this was the Schus of Avram, this was the Schus of Yaakov, and anyway, but there are mefarshim, obviously, that do not learn the story literally, because it's first of all, it's strange sounding. But basically, to say the story didn't happen, it's also hard to say. But they learned a lot of things, like we said. The Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya that Ein Yaakov, it says in Kabbalah that Ein Yaakov, which is the stories of the Gemara, you'd find this in the Ein Yaakov. Reiv Seidi Hatera Gnuzimba, the ultimate secrets of the Torah are hidden in Ein Yaakov. So every story that the Gemara tells us is obviously has much, much deeper meanings than this whole thing. And the ants and the hole and symbolizes Yaakov, he learned. But there's a lot of issues involved. So the Amifashim that don't learn the story literally, yes. Okay, now the Gemara says, Now the Gemara is going to discuss how did Moshe Rabbeinu kill Og? We know Moshe Rabbeinu killed Og, it says. How did he kill him? It says, Moshe Kamahav. How tall was Moshe Rabbeinu? It says, Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos. Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos high. Okay? Then it says, Shokol Narga Bar Eser Amin. He took an axe 10 Amos long. Shavar Eser Amin. He jumped 10 Amos high. Omachte Bekarsule. He hit Og's ankle. Bekatle and killed him.
Ankle?
He killed his ankle. That means his ankle was 30 amos high. That's about 45 to 60 feet high was his ankle. It was big. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Ve'evin sheyashiv ala Meisha," and it says also the word another miracle was the stone that Meisha Rabbeinu sat on in the Muhammad of Amalek. So Gemara says, what's the story? The chassid, because it says, Videi Meshe Kvei, the Meshe Rabbeinu's hands became heavy, meaning tired, Vayikhoev, and they took a stone, Vayasimu Tachtov, they put it underneath Meshe Rabbeinu, Vayeshev, and Meshe Rabbeinu sat on it. Right? So therefore, that's, and when he picked up his hands, the Eden won, and we lowered it, so you see, it was another miracle that the Eden won the war against Amalek. What's the story? Vayishta Shalait, Shenamer, because it says, if you see the light's wife, when he saw, by the way, what was her name? Edith or Edith? It's a medrash. Edith or Edith was Mrs. Light's name. She says, Shenemad, because it says in the Pasuk, Vatabit Ishtemi Achrav, that Light's wife turned around when the Malachim warned him, don't, you know, run away, don't turn around. So Light's wife turned around. Vatin, it's a Malach, she became a pillar of salt. Okay? So the Gemara is soon going to ask, what miracle is that? It's not a miracle that happened to us. It was punishment that she was punished. But the Gemara is going to ask that in a second. The Chaimes Yericha Shenivla, that's the last miracle that the Gemara mentions, that the wall of Yericha fell down. The wall fell in its place. So then, and the Gemara, it's interesting, the Medrash says that Yericha was Min'ula Shal Eretz Yisrael, was the key of the land. Once he conquered Yericha, that the whole land of Israel became opened up for them, so they're able to conquer the land very easily. In fact, Rambam says that this, when did the wall fall down? Well, Shabbos. And that's how you see that Melchemes Mitzvah, a Melchama, to conquer Eretz Yisrael, you even do it on Shabbos. Because the Yericha, the wall, fell down on Shabbos. So you see, even we're fighting on Shabbos.
It's a giant wall.
Was a big wall? Not necessarily. It was a wall. But the wall was very fortified, so it was hard to get into the city. But the Gemara asks, Bishleim Kulanis, I understand all these places we mentioned before were miracles that happened to the Yidin. Eli Ishti Shalait Pirani Yisihu, but the wife of Light is not a miracle that happened to us. She got punished by turning into a pillar of salt. And like Rashi explains, why did she turn into a pillar of salt? Because when Light said, when the guests came, the Malachim came to Light, and Light says to his wife, go get some salt. She says, what are you crazy? You want to bring in this habit of hospitality here? So because she didn't even want to get salt for the guests, she turned, was punished deed for a deed, that she turned into a pillar of salt. But the Gemara's question is, it's not a miracle, it's a punishment for Light's wife. So why do we say that's a miracle you have to make a brachan? So the Gemara answers, you're right. The Amr Bar Daino Emes, that if somebody sees the remains where Light's wife turned into salt, you have to say Bar Daino Emes, because it's bad news. And for bad tidings, you say Bar Daino Emes. But the Gemara asks, but we're talking about praises for good things. How do you talk about the middle, hacking in, so to speak, putting in the middle over here about Light's wife? So the Gemara answers, Tani, Alayt v'il ishtei mevarchim shtayim. On Light and his wife, you say two brachas. We're putting in Light, and we're adding two brachas. Meaning, Al ishtei, if you see Light's wife, meaning the pillar of salt, you say Baruch Dayna Emes, because it's bad. Val Light, and if you see Light, then you say Baruch Zecher Es HaTzadikim. Blessed is the one that saved the tzaddikim. remembers the tzaddikim. Because it says in the pasuk, Hashem remembered exactly what was God, the punishment of Lot and his wife and so on. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Afilu b'shas kasei shalak kodesh baruch hu, even at a time when Hashem is angry, Zecher is a tzaddikim, he remembers tzaddikim anyway. You know, the tzaddikim are so great that even though Hashem gets angry, kaviyachul, so to speak, like in a bad mood, kaviyachul, nevertheless, he doesn't forget about the tzaddikim. He remembers about the tzaddikim. Where do we see this? Because it says in the pasuk, Vahi b'shaches elekim esari akikod, when Hashem destroyed the cities of the plain, meaning Zdaim over there, Vayizkar elekim es Avram, Hashem remembered Avram, and because of that, Vayishlach es leit mitecha hafecha, he saved light, he sent light from amidst the upheaval.
Because of Avram.
So therefore, when you see Light's wife, and you see that thing, so you have to make two brachas. One for Light's wife, that she was punished, and the fact that Light was saved. Then the Gemara says, V'chaymis yiricha shenivla, it says, if you go, in the Brice it said, that if you see the wall of Yiricha, of Jericho, that fell in its place, you have to make a bracha. So the Gemara says, V'chaymis yiricha nivla, it didn't swallow into the ground, V'anafal, it only fell. You know, swallowed in is a greater miracle. That the earth opened up and the wall fell in. The wall falling, that's not what happened, because the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk, Vayhi kishmaya ha'am is kol ha-shefer, when the nation heard the voice of the shefer, Vayiriyu ha'am trua gedela, they blew a big trua, Vayitipel ha'atcheme tachta, and the wall fell down. It doesn't say the wall went into the ground. So why does the Braisa say that the wall of Yerichai fell into the ground when that's not really what happened? So the Gemara says, Kivin the Pusya Veruma, the fact that its width and the height were the same, Ki Adadininu, were the same size, Mishimhachi Ibala Balui. Therefore, the only way for it to fall was to be in the same place. Meaning, if the wall toppled, the fact that the height and the width and everything was the same, it was like a cube, so any way it fell, it'd still be the same way. If it fell down, it would be the same way. Therefore, falling is basically the concept of being swallowed. It fell down in a way that you couldn't, it didn't look like it was a wall that, it looked like it was swallowed in its place. It just fell down out of the way. Okay, now the Gemara says, this is what you were speaking about, Moshe, before, about Gomel, about saying the bracha of Gomel. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Arba Tzrichim L'Hoydes. Four people have to give thanks to Hashem. Now basically, in the nowadays, you have to offer thanksgiving to Hashem. In other words, until now, the Gemara was talking that if you go back to a place where a miracle happened, you have to say a bracha on that place. But now the Gemara says, four people that were saved from danger, they have to do what we call bench gomel, which is basically saying a thanksgiving to Hashem. Who are the four people? Helchim midbarius, people that go through a desert, because the desert was considered a dangerous place. Misha Yechel, a person who was sick, Venisrapim, became healed, recovered. Misha Yechavish Beveso, I left out the first one. Yerdei Hayam, the people that go in the sea, because again, it's also dangerous. Hochem Midbar is the people that go through the desert. Misha Yechel, Venisrapim, a person who was sick and became recovered. Misha Yechavish Beveso Asudim, a person was in prison, Veyatzin, and was freed from prison. Okay. Now there's a big argument. What does it mean, the people that were in prison? Some people hold only for capital punishment type of things, not for monetary issues. Some poskim write even for monetary issues. If you put into prison, you also have to bench goma.
Especially in LA, yeah. Prisons are dangerous.
That's right. That's b'chlal. Then for sure you'd have to bench goma. Question is, when you walk in the street today, do you have to bench goma? Today's world, you drive a car,
So if he drives to Las Vegas, that's good, going to the desert.
Oh, we'll see. In fact, when we get more into the Gemara, we're going to see more the details. The Mash, when it says, Yardei Hayam, people that travel in the sea, but in the olden times, it's mamish dangerous. I mean, you know, there were sailboats and there were pirates. And there, I mean, it was mamish, you know, many people that traveled by boat never made it. It capsized, I mean, you know, whatever. Or Ahelchem Midbaris. But so, the question is, does that mean any journey? If you go on any journey, do you have to bench Goyimul or not? And then you have a shaila, is it only on dry land? Or what happens if you fly? Do you bench Goyimul if you fly? Because the question, you're not going on the sea. Yardei Hayam means literally you go down on the, in the ocean. What happens if you fly over the ocean, if you fly over a desert? So it's a question, do you bench Goyimul or not? It's a big argument in Poskim. There are people, the Poskim, that write and maintain, we'll get into more details next time when we actually get into the Gemara, but there are many Poskim that write, anytime you go on a trip, you have to bench Goyimul. Anytime you fly in a plane. We don't do that. We do bench Goyimul if you travel on a plane, but only if you go overseas. I was told when I moved to L.A., because L'cheira, if you bench Goyimul, like if you fly from here to Europe, or from here the other way, to Japan or Israel, I mean to Australia, when you go overseas, how many of you bench Goyimul?
Why?
Because that's what the Gemara says over here. Yardei Hayam, people that go into the ocean, you have to bench Goyimul.
Why on the desert then?
So the question is, if you fly from here to New York, you go over Las Vegas, you go over desert, well, L'cheira, you should bench Goyimul. And Taco, when the first time I came to L.A., I was thinking, L'chei, you have to bench Goyimul. And I spoke to the Rabbi Reichik Sr., Olav HaShalom, and I asked him, L'chei, why didn't you have to bench Goyimul? We flew over a desert. So he said to me that the Rebbe told him that because it's a very common trip, you don't bench Goyimul. And the same thing happened once with personally with me and a friend of mine, that we went from England to France. You know, you go from England to France, you go over the English Channel, which is also, it's a few-hour trip. I mean, it's not 10 minutes. It's a long trip. And when we got to Paris, we went by boat overnight from England to Paris. We got to Paris, we asked the Rav over there, Lubavitcher Rav, we were Bochim then. So we asked him, do we should bench game? He said, no. Because it's such a common trip back and forth, you don't bench game. But when you go from country to country, like overseas, where it's, you know, you go into passports and this and that, so the minig is you bench Goyimul.
But that's common to an elf.
You're right, but the fact is you still bench Goyimul.
Even though it's even probably safer than you driving from here to another city?
It's safer than driving to home. But the pearl, that's the minig. What?
No, I think if you should bench Goyimul this morning
for the ocean trip. No, I mean, again, next week when we learn the Gemara, because it's a very interesting Gemara with all the dinim of Goyimul, does it have to be exactly those things? What do you mean a sick person? Somebody had a cold and it gets better, you bench Goyimul. Obviously, you don't bench Goyimul if you have a cold.
Right.
Well, you can see the Gemara, if you're in bed 3 days, I mean, there's a whole, technically, a woman who gives birth benches Goyimul. But how many is that we don't do that? But Al Remesh Chonarach writes that a woman that gives birth benches Goyimul.
For surgery, yes.
Surgery, yeah, but we'll see. But the question is also, when do you bench Goyimul? You don't bench Goyimul until you mamish back to your normal strength.